your taxes hold the key.
Tax Administration Jamaica is reminding business persons who pay their GCT online to make sure that a return is also submitted, whether online or in office. Failure to file a GCT return, even where a payment is made, is a breach. A penalty of 15% of the amount due and payable may be imposed for failure to file the return. In addition to the online option, taxpayers are reminded that payments may be made at any of the 29 tax offices islandwide. Persons paying by check may also use the electronic drop boxes located in the main tax offices. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been Your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Your taxes hold the key.
If you are in the government service and close to retirement age, you should be inquiring about your DOJ pension. We tell you about the process of acquiring your DOJ pension now on Get the Facts. Did you know that the Accountant General's Department, AGD, manages pension scheme for central government workers? Yes. Now, if you have been contributing to a scheme, you will be entitled to a government pension upon retirement. It is the responsibility of the AGD to submit information about your benefits to the Ministry of Finance once you get to age 59. At that time, you will be asked to submit your birth and marriage certificates and your taxpayer's registration number TRN to ensure all the names correspond. On retirement, Government of Jamaica pensioners can choose to receive a gratuity and a reduced pension.
A gratuity is 1/4 of the full pension calculated over a 12 and a half years, which is paid as an initial lump sum to the pensioner. Retirement. If they opt to receive the gratuity, the upfront lump sum, because it takes into account that calculation of 1/4 of the pension, which is for that 12 and a half years period, then it is going to be a reduced pension that they will be receiving on a monthly basis. So that pension amount will be less than what they would have received if there was no payment done upfront.
Client Services Manager at the Accountant General's Department, Tanisha Weir Grant. Finalizing the pension may take some time. However, you can apply for an advance on your gratuity. This advance is known as an alimentary allowance, which is really to help you meet your financial obligations until the pension is finalized. Pension documents are prepared within ministries, departments, and agencies and submitted to the Ministry of Finance for processing. The Ministry of Finance then prepares your pension award letter, indicating the amount to be paid. This letter is then sent to the Accountant General's Department. A copy of the document is also sent to the pensioner. After receiving your pension award letter, ensure the name on it corresponds with the name on your TRN card. The AGD will require your TRN and banking information for processing the payment. The name on your bank account and your TRN must also correspond with the name on your pension award letter. On receipt of the pension award letter, you may visit the Accountant General's Department with a valid ID to complete the banking information form, which is used to process your payment. The form may also be emailed, faxed, or mailed to you. If you do not have a banking information form available, you may simply write a letter with the information required. Have the letter certified by a Justice of the Peace and forward it to the AGD. Pensions can be deposited to your account monthly, or a check can be mailed to a post office near you. For further information, contact the Accountant General's Department at 948-9137 or 922-83207. That's it for Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.